This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of you. A famous tabi'i, a scholar that comes after the generation of the companions, named Talq ibn Habib, he mentioned a very beautiful statement during the time of turbulence and fitna of his time. Now, Talq ibn Habib was someone that died about a little before 100 years after Hijrah, and he was a qari and some say a scholar at the time of the Umayyad dynasty. Now, this time was when the ruler was an individual by the name of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, and his general, the individual right under him that was in control of the military affairs, if you will, was Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. And this was something that was known about Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, was a very rough individual. But Talq ibn Habib was someone that was there during this turbulence when one of the individuals wanted to basically overthrow that government named Ibn Ash'ath. That they call it Fitnatu Ibn Ash'ath or Fitnatu Qurra, the trial and tribulation time of Ibn Ash'ath, or the trial and tribulation time of the reciters, because many of the Quran reciters followed Ibn Ash'ath and the results did not turn out well. In any case, Talq ibn Habib made a statement during this time of turbulence and it stays till this day. He said, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْفِتْنَةِ فَتْفَعُوهَا بِالتَّقْوَى. If the fitna was to occur, the troubles and trials was to occur, then repel it with taqwa, repel it with piety. فَسُئِلَ مَتْ تَقْوَى. He was asked, what is taqwa? And he made the famous statement that many of us may know. He said, أَن تَعْمَلَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَرْجُو ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَن تَتْرُكَ مَعْصِيَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَخَافُ إِقَابَ اللَّهِ. He said, taqwa is to act in accordance with obedience to Allah upon light from Allah, hoping for his reward, and to leave off the sins of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying Allah, with light from Allah, having fear of his punishment. Now this statement is very, very beautiful because it shows the importance of knowledge and action. The first thing he says, أَن تَعْمَلَ, to act, بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, to act in accordance with worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship him, to be obedient to him. But this obedience can only come عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. That when this obedience occurs, it has to be obedience that is backed up and that is sanctioned by knowledge of the Quran and knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the nur, because that nur gives you basira, it gives you insight, whether it is physical or whether it is something that we understand, the knowledge of how we implement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the chapter of Yusuf, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, قُلْ, say, that this is the way that I call to. This is my sabiri. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I call to Allah, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. I call upon knowledge. I call upon that knowledge that with it, in a place of darkness, in a time of darkness, in a time of fitna, it will bring you through. It will shed light upon that which is true, to where you will follow that light and stay away from the darkness of character, the darkness of fighting, inwards fighting, the darkness of killing each other, of fighting each other. All of that darkness that leads to shaitan being happy with what is going on, you see the light and you follow that light. That's the basira when you're calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ana wa man ittaba'ani, me and those that follow me. So that is the nur from Allah, because if someone acts without any nur, or acts without any nur, they will be the people that lead to possibly cause more harm than good in the name of what they would claim to be Islam. So that's the first thing he says. أَن تَعْمَلَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَرْجُو ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ, and you hope for the reward of Allah. When you work in obedience and you act in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah, you are not guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from you, because something of your intention or things you may have been negligent of, that is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know. So from the humility of the Muslim is that they still hope for God's reward. You're never certain if that action has been rewarded, if you've been given reward for that action, but you hope for his reward. That is a manifestation of the amal. He said to act in accordance to worshiping Allah upon light from Allah, hoping for his reward. That hope is one of the actions of worship. That is one of the actions of worship. And then he says, أن تترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخاف عقاب الله. And to leave off, to abandon, to avoid disobeying Allah upon light from Allah, fearing His reward. So here, it is another action. It is an action of kaf. It is an action of leaving off, abandoning that which you know is sinful. And you know it's a sin because of the nur that you have taken, the knowledge of Islam. That is the knowledge that you have taken. Or we could say the nur is the iman. It is the actions. That is what you have learned about Islam, that is impermissible. You may have been doing it before, but you realize it is impermissible and you may be addicted to it or have some type of connection to it, but you gradually leave it off. You gradually leave it off because you know the nur is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ultimate reason is that you fear His punishment. And that khawf is another action or example of ibadah, of servitude, from the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this statement is very comprehensive in regards to not only just obtaining knowledge for the sake of knowledge, it is obtaining knowledge to act upon that knowledge. And then he gives two examples, that of hope in Allah and fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is subhanAllah, results in an individual being a muttaqi, being a person that is pious, and that leads to a person being humble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that practice piety, that practice mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leading to humility and making us humble before Him and before His creation. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.